The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the, from the October issue of Boys Life magazine. And we're going to start off from the very beginning on the cover. The 2020 Monster NFL Preview. Baltimore Raven Lamar Jackson pens the next chapter in his career. Which team has a ring in store? Quoth the Raven, Baltimore. Then, featuring Gronkenstein, Podzilla Mahomes, Cam of the Dead. And we'll go right to our second page. Freeze frame, cut it out. Picture here of a baseball diamond players, July 24, 2020, Queens, New York. Just because there are no fans at Major League games doesn't mean the stands are empty. Teams have gone to great lengths to fill seats with everything from cutouts of fans to teddy bears. The Mets, pictured below, playing the Braves, have a program called Take a Seat, through which fans can be part of the virtual crowd in exchange for a donation to a COVID relief charity. Next freeze frame on page 4. Freeze frame, Bubblicious, August 5th, 2020, Lake Buena Vista, Florida. The setting was different. All NBA games were being played inside the league's bubble at Disney World, but some things remained exactly the same, such as Chris Paul's ability to make spectacular plays. The Thunder point guard had 21 points and 6 assists as OKC throttled the Lakers 105-86, LA's fourth loss in 6 bubble games. And now who's who in sports, page 8. First line, Courtney Vandersloot of the WNBA Chicago Sky. She's the guard. Last season, Vandersloot broke her own WNBA record by averaging 9.1 assists per game. Through the first 7 contests of 2020, she was averaging 8.9 assists and 12.4 points per game as the Sky got off to a 5-2 start. Vandersloot also plays in Russia for UMMC Esketinburg. Did you know, at Gonzaga, Vandersloot became the first player in Division I history with 2,000 points and 1,000 assists in a career. Her height is 5'8". She was born February 8, 1989, in her hometown, Kent, West Virginia. Now let's go to Lynn Williams, North Carolina Courage of the WNBA. She's a forward. Her height is 5'7". She was born May 21, 1993, and her hometown is Fresno, California. For the third straight season, Williams led the Courage in goals in 2019 with 12. She also played every minute of the postseason as North Carolina won its second league title in a row. In the 2020 Challenge Cup, Williams scored 3 goals in the Courage's first 2 games. Did you know? The NWSL was the first U.S. pro sports league to return to action during COVID-19 pandemic. The league held an 8-team tournament in a bubble. It was won by the Houston Dash. And, of course, we know Lynn Williams plays for the North Carolina Courage soccer team. Valtteri Bottas, Formula One. His height is 5'8". His weight is 154 pounds. He was born August 28, 1989, his hometown, Nastola, Finland. Thanks to 4 podium top 3 finishes, Bottas was 3rd in the F1 driver standings through 5 races. He won the season-opening Australian Grand Prix, his 8th victory since joining the Mercedes team in 2017. He finished 2nd to his teammate Lewis Hamilton in the 2019 standings. Did you know? Only 9 Finns have driven in Formula One, but they have won 55 races, more than every country except the UK, Germany, Brazil, and France. The SI Keds Treehouse. Well, what do we see here? Kip. Where's Kip? If I don't have his column in my hand before tomorrow, I'm canceling the Halloween party. You're not going to do that, Buzz. You love Halloween. Believe me, Whit, I don't want to. My costume this year is awesome. Rip. Hockey pucks should be flatter. No, that doesn't make any sense. Why is it called football? If you use hand... What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be finishing your column? Don't hide that trash can. This party is for people who do their work. Arrgh! Ah! Who's there? Buzz Beamer, cartoonist, Phil Hines. What, you thought you were the only one ducking Bud before deadline? I respect deadlines unless they're mine. Unless they're mine. I think I've got it. Tick, 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 on the... On the computer, on the typewriter, and done. Got you. Gotta go. You can't run forever, Hines. I will catch you, and stop drawing my head so big. Here's this issue's hot take. This could work. Now to put the finishing touches on my awesome costume before the party. Mike Trout. Yeah, I get it. Actually, Tim Salmon. Who are you supposed to be, dressed in a trash can? Umpire Joe Western. That doesn't make any sense. Boo! Now we go to warm-up, page 12. This season doesn't count unless my team wins. This year is bogus, right? Currently, three of the big four North American men's sports leagues are playing out heavily modified versions of their usual schedules, in front of no fans and often without any home field advantage. The circumstances of professional sports during a pandemic are too weird to produce legitimate results. That is, of course, unless the New York Yankees win. Look, the English Premier League, every team eventually completed its 38-game schedule. In the winter, Liverpool was the no-doubt champion before and after the pause, winning by 18 standing points. Still, supporters of other EPL teams razzed the Reds fans for watching their first title in 30 years under abnormal circumstances. If those champions can't escape scrutiny, what will happen to the winner of a 60-game Major League Baseball season with a 16-team playoff? Through 60 games last season, the eighth-best team in the American League was the 30-30 Indians. No one will accept a World Series champion with a losing regular season record and some random dude hitting 400. That is, of course, unless it's my Yankees. There is an organization that just knows how to earn championships. The ability for players to voluntarily opt out also cheapens any potential titles. The Brooklyn Nets went into the bubble without Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, DeAndre Jordan, Wilson Chandler, Spencer Dinwiddie, and Taurean Prince, who's impressed that rivals can beat what's left of them. Again, this argument does not apply to the Bronx Bombers, who had to courageously play much of last season without Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. If anything, other teams are just getting a taste of how hard it is to be the Yankees. Even put aside how teams get there, the moment of winning it all has been diminished. Dogpiling the fielder who catches the final out is not social distancing. Nobody's sharing a drink out of the Stanley Cup. Muted celebrations will look silly unless they take place in Yankee Stadium, a cathedral of excellence that deserves solemn respect. There's an old riddle. If a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound? If a team wins in front of an empty stadium, does it take the crown? Parades will have to wait. Though, as a long-suffering Yankees fan, I guess I can wait another year for the parade, if it means the team's first championship in 11 whole seasons. Basically a lifetime, am I right? Some argue, however, that the ability to win in disjointed and distracted situations makes the eventual champion more impressive, not less. You know, I was talking to the commissioner last week, and he made a comment which I agree. He said, the team that wins this will deserve a gold star, not an asterisk. Clippers coach Doc Rivers said, if you think about the mental toughness it's going to take to whoever comes out of this, is going to come down to that. Rivers is absolutely correct. If a mentally tough team like the New York Yankees wins it all, if the Houston Astros eliminate the Yankees again, I'm calling for baseball to be canceled forever. As far as the NFL goes, I guess we'll see how the season plays out. It may end up being Super Bowl number 50, whatever. That being said, asterisk does come from Greek asterikos, meaning little star. And who needs little stars if the big star on the 50-yard line of Cowboy Stadium is involved? What? You've never met a Yankees, Dallas, Cowboys, Golden State Warriors, Alabama Crimson Tide, Pittsburgh Penguins fan before? One asterisk, I insist on. I reserve the right to switch my NBA allegiance to the Lakers pending this season's results. Fake fans. With Major League Baseball teams playing in empty ballparks, teams borrowed a solution from Taiwan, cutouts of fans. Besides making stands look like big games of guess who, it offered a chance to get creative. Dogs gained admission, people were cloned, and Chipper Jones grabbed a pair of seats in Citi Field for him and his son Shea, who is named after the Mets' old park where Chipper hit so well as a rival player. Y'all saving that seat, or, says Dodger player here. Found him. You'd really think, given his choice of clothing, that Waldo would be a Reds or Cardinals fan. But that's his genius. He keeps you guessing. Big Daddy. This young fan, not to scale, greets the A's with the scowl of someone who just witnessed an error or filled a diaper. Cheat seats. For the crafty fan not satisfied with sending their corrugated plastic proxy to the game, there exists another option. Spying on the game from afar. Pirates prospect Quinn Priester, far right, took in a game from a rooftop outside Wrigley Field. McCovey Cove, near right, meanwhile, doesn't offer the best view of what's happening in Oracle Park, but for fans willing to hop in a kayak, there's a chance of grabbing a splash hit. A home run hit by San Francisco Bay, and right into it. Barry Bonds famously sent 35 balls for a bath. On August 2nd, dinger from the Rangers' Shin-Soo Chu caused a scuffle in the Bay as multiple Giants fans got soaked trying to grab the ball. Social distancing still applies in the water. The Grid. What was your best ever Halloween costume? We have Oklahoma City center Stephen Adams, Cleveland Cavaliers guard Colin Sexton, and Boston Celtics guard Marcus Smart. Well, Stephen Adams says the Joker, but it wasn't the best costume at the party. Russell Westbrook showed up as himself. Scream mask, because I couldn't find a Jason mask. Marcus Smart, I don't really do Halloween costumes. What's your favorite Halloween candy? Stephen Adams, one time when I was a kid, a lady gave us roast potatoes. They were bloody awesome. Colin Sexton, Skittles. Marcus Smart, I have a least favorite candy corn. I hate it. I mean, nothing about it is good. How would you survive a zombie apocalypse? Stephen Austin, Stephen Adams, he says, well, go to my native New Zealand and bunker up. Colin Sexton says, well, I would build a bunker underneath the house I'm living in. And Boston Celtics guard Art Marcus Smart says, I would dress up like a zombie. I would act like a zombie as well. Just try my best to blend in. If you had to go as an athlete for Halloween, who would you choose? Stephen Adams says, Isaiah Thomas. Colin Sexton says, Mr. 42, Jackie Robinson. And Marcus Smart says, Ray Lewis. What's the greatest prank you've ever pulled or witnessed? Stephen Adams says, well, can't think of one. Editor's note, check out his block reels online. Colin Sexton, when I was outside on the roof, I threw water on my dad late at night. And Marcus Smart says, well, I went to Walmart and got the scream mask. I ran into my teammate's room, and they jumped me, not knowing who I was. Next, what do you find scary? Stephen Adams says, my sisters. They're terrifying. Colin Sexton, nothing. Marcus Smart, snakes. If you could turn into any animal, which animal would you choose? Stephen Adams says, Galapagos tortoise. Colin Sexton says, the bull. Marcus Smart says, hawk. They're always in the sky. Nothing really attacks them, and their speed is ridiculous. It's like 300 miles per hour at top speed. And finally, trick or treat? Stephen Adams says, trick. Colin Sexton, trick for sure. And Marcus Smart, trick. And continuing with warm-up, Jurassic Park. Fall may be coming, but summer camp is just getting underway on Isla Nublar. The upcoming Netflix series, Jurassic World, Camp Cretaceous, features six unique teenagers who are chosen to attend a new adventure camp on Isla Nublar. One of our own chosen kids, kid reporter Emma Abramson, spoke to actress Rainey Rodriguez, who plays one of the campers, the cheerful Sammy Gutierrez. SI Kids, what are three words to describe the series? Rainey Rodriguez, adventure, suspense, dinosaurs. SI Kids, are the dinosaurs as scary as they were in the movies? RR, oh yeah, the animations are beautiful. My favorite part for sure is the dinosaurs, as they look amazing and the details on them are so fun. SI Kids, who is your character? Rainey, I voice Sammy Gutierrez. She is a talkative, cheerful, larger-than-life girl from Texas. She loves to give hugs, be positive, and she immediately takes to all of the other campers. But without spoiling too much beneath all of their positivity, there are some secrets that she keeps that could threaten her relationship with the other campers. As I kids, if you were stuck in a real Jurassic World, how would you react? Rainey Rodriguez, I would definitely be terrified because, hello, scary dinosaurs? I honestly don't think I would do too well. Isla Nublar is pretty big. I'm sure it's hot because there's a lot of trees and jungle. I would definitely try to get off the island as quickly as I could. As I kid, when is the series going to be debuting? Rainey Rodriguez, it is coming out. Imaginary drum off. Drum roll on. September 18th. I am super pumped for everyone to see it. Birthdays in September. WNBA MVP Elena Delle Donne of the Washington Mystics turns 31. September 7th, Donovan Mitchell of the Utah Jazz is 24-year-old. September 15th, Pittsburgh Penguin Patrick Marleau celebrates his 41st birthday. September 17th, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes turns 25 years old. September 28th, Charlotte Hornets twin forwards Cody and Caleb Martin are 25. In October 3rd, AC Milan striker Zlatan Abramovich celebrates his 39th birthday. October 6th, Minnesota Lynx center Sylvia Fowles is 35 years old. October 16th, WTA Tour tennis player Naomi Osaka turns 23. October 18th, 2017 World Surf League men's champion John Florence is 28. And finally, October 25th, Washington Nationals left fielder Juan Soto turns 22. Future star, Tyler Booker. Birthplace, New Haven, Connecticut. Birth date, April 12, 2004. Sport, football. Tyler, the top-ranked offensive tackle in the class of 2022, has scholarship offers from Power 5 schools, Florida, Georgia, LSU, Alabama, and Arizona State. Unable to travel for campus visits because of the COVID-19 pandemic, he held honest conversations about racial inequality with recruiters from his Connecticut home as protests for justice spread across the country. Tyler began his high school career at New Jersey prep powerhouse, Bergen Catholic, before transferring to IMG Academy, Bradenton, Florida, in 2019, where he helped the nation's seventh-ranked school to a 9-1 record. History hindered. Milestones continue with warm-up. The pandemic pause proved particularly painful for players pursuing plateaus. Albert Pujols. Before the season, the Angels' first baseman was 4 home runs from 660, which would tie Willie Mays for 5th all-time. Pujols made up for the loss. 3 of his first 5 hits, 2020, left the yard. Miguel Cabrera. Nobody suffered from the short season more than Cabrera, who entered at 23 homers from 500 and 185 hits from 3,000. Serena Williams. The pandemic may actually help her tie the majors, win 24 when she faces a depleted field at this month's United States Open. Carmelo Anthony. The forward is just 50 points from tying the Tim Duncan for 14th in all-time scoring, 26,496 points, after the truncated season. And Travis Zajac, the Devils missed 13 regular season games. Zajac is 9 contests from his silver stick ceremony for 1,000 games played. Get cracking. On July 23rd, the NHL's 33rd franchise in Seattle revealed its nickname, the Kraken. We knew it. Well, sort of. Last year, we held a contest for our readers to design the new team's jersey without any knowledge of the eventual nickname. We suggested the Kraken in our sample designs, and at least one of our readers, Rachel from Nevada, ran with that idea, creating the Seattle Cascades Kraken. Our verdict? Nice pick, Seattle. And we think we speak for Rachel when we can. We add, where are our royalty checks? Path to the pros. Want to make the big leagues? Talent helps. So does work ethic. But sometimes working smarter is as important as working harder. Consider these specialties. Long snapper. Their successes go unnoticed. Their mistakes cost games. This offseason, the Lions brought back their 39-year-old long snapper Dan Muldbach. He's on the right. For his 17th season with the team. The average in NFL career lasts just 3 years. But Muldbach is second all-time in franchise games played, 244 behind former kicker Jason Hansen. Long snappers who play center on just punts and kicks now regularly make more than $1 million a year in the NFL and clearly can have long careers. Why? Teams simply cannot live without them. When the Steelers' long snapper Greg Warren tore up his knee in 2008, linebacker James Harrison filled in. Up 14-12 against the Giants in the fourth quarter, Harrison snapped the ball over his punter's head and into the end zone for a game-tying safety. The Steelers lost 21-14. Teams will pay handsomely to avoid similar disasters. Lefty reliever. Major League banned the loogie, but teams still need laid outs. For a long time, being a left-handed pitcher was the surest path to the big leagues. This season, however, Major League Baseball instituted a three-batter minimum for hurlers. Bad news for the classic loogie, lefty one-out guy. Specialist relievers are still useful. However, as long as lineups feature especially fearsome left-handed hitters or multiple lefties within a single three-batter span, the Southpaw Firemen will have a place in baseball. Besides, you can always go the route of Pat Benetti, near right, on the far right, and sometimes left, who is a switch pitcher capable of changing hands based on the batter. Face-off ace. Winning in the dot helps on offense, defense, and special teams. Winning face-offs alone doesn't make an NHL center, but it sure helps them stick around. Antoine Vermette above retired in 2019 after 1,046 NHL games with a 56.6% win rate at the dot. Even as his point totals lagged in his later seasons, his faceoff efficacy soared, reaching 62.3% in 2016-17 with the Ducks at age 34. Your long snapper practice will pay off. The center bends down and tries to time the exact start of the play. Three-point shooter. The long-distance shot has never been more important, so practice behind the line. Logic might hold that in a world in which even 7-foot players are expected to contribute from beyond the arc, the dedicated three-point specialist might be less important. Not so. The rise of deep attempts represents not an attempt to eliminate one-dimensional players, but a general acceptance about the importance of the tray. So, while the traditional center may be extinct, pure shooters like Kyle Korver above remain coveted. And I'm going to do Fast Facts. Sports Illustrated for Kids, Fast Facts. At the age of 21, Pulisic became the first player from the United States to score in the FA Cup final when he found the net for Chelsea against Arsenal on August 1st, 2020. In his first season with the Blues, he had 11 goals in all competitions and was a finalist for Premier League Young Player of the Season. This is Christian Pulisic, Chelsea's midfielder. And how about Ronald Acuna Jr., Atlanta Braves outfielder? Fast facts, after being named NHL Rookie of the Year in 2018, Acuna finished fifth in MVP voting in 2019 for the Braves. He hit 41 homers and drove in 101 runs while stealing a league-best 37 bases. That made Acuña, at age 21, the second youngest member of the 30-30 club after Mike Trout. Of the time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.
The purpose of the North Carolina Reading Service is to connect people who are blind and print impaired with each other, their families, and the community by delivering news, information, and entertainment using the latest audio technology. For more information about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org. You can also give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. 5138, the North Carolina Reading Service. We breathe words into your life.